Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Remember trying to buy a car during the pandemic? It was slim pickings. Well, now dealer inventories are up, but buyers are still on the sidelines, and that has car dealers anxious.
The issue that the car industry is facing now is not only do we have high prices, but higher interest rates as well, which is making those monthly payments much more difficult for many buyers.
So what are car dealers doing to move vehicles off the lot, and what can consumers do to lessen the bite of rising interest rates? We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Sean McLean about that after the break.
Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of futures. At Janus Henderson, we are committed to helping you invest in a brighter future for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
During the pandemic, supply chain issues created a lack of new car inventory and drove prices sharply higher, keeping prospective buyers on the sidelines. Now dealers have more cars on the lot, but buyers are still putting off buying a car. So what are dealers doing to get people back on the lot and, you know, kick the tires? Wall Street Journal reporter Sean McLean is here to talk about it. Hey, Sean, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sean, it wasn't that long ago we were talking on the show about the difficulty consumers had in even finding cars on dealer lots to buy. Where do things stand now?
Well, the good news is that vehicle inventories are coming back as car makers can produce more of them. It seems the semiconductor shortage is ending, and there are more cars than there have been in a long time available for sale. They're still about half of pre-pandemic levels. The problem is we're still hitting all-time records in sale prices, and most car makers expect that these tight supplies will last throughout the rest of this year.
All right, so new car inventories are growing. That's good news for prospective buyers. So what's still keeping them on the sidelines?
Well, buyers we've spoken to and dealers as well say that customers are discouraged by the price of purchasing a car. The shortage of new cars over the pandemic really pushed up the price to record levels, and that's why they're staying away. People are holding on to cars longer than ever in the U.S., and dealers are now starting to be worried about that. The average price paid for a new vehicle hit a record of $47,362 in December. While those record high prices obviously kept many buyers away during the pandemic, the issue that the car industry is facing now is not only do we have high prices, but higher interest rates as well, which is making those monthly payments much more difficult for many buyers. And then you compound with that the fact that used car prices, which had risen rapidly over the pandemic and allowed people to earn more from their trade-ins, those wholesale values of used cars are now falling as well, which means there's a bigger gap to overcome. And I think the last piece of the puzzle here is that during the pandemic, automakers really focused on producing higher end versions of each model. I mean, the thesis there was that if people are buying fewer cars, they should buy more expensive ones to sort of make up the difference, so we're not losing our shirts here. But for customers, people trying to buy the cars, the problem is they go to a dealer lot, and even if they put in an order for, you know, a base model of a vehicle, which doesn't cost $47,000, I mean, it could be months before they could even see that, if they see it at all.
Oh, so there really aren't a lot of cheaper models out there.
There really isn't. The selection of vehicles to customers is you know, thinner than it has been in a while. And that's, you know, what's keeping a lot of customers away. I mean, cars still depreciate and it's hard to sort of make that payment work. And, you know, if you don't have the selection out there, then a lot of people either turn to used cars or just holding on to theirs. There's one wrinkle, which is the electric vehicle market. There, prices have started to come down slightly, led by Tesla. Tesla made pretty sharp cuts across their vehicle lineup, and Ford followed suit as well. It sort of remains to be seen whether that's going to drive sustained demand. Certainly, we saw a bump in, or Tesla reported a bump in demand for their vehicles as a result of the price cut.
All right, so something's got to give, right? So what are the dealers doing to get these cars off the lot?
Right. I mean, look, the story is going to be different depending on where you are. And if you look a broad enough circle, I'm sure you could find a car that fits your budget. But the issue is that it's becoming harder and harder. And during the pandemic, dealers, with, you know, when people had used cars that were worth almost the same as a used as a new car when they're a couple years old, you know, people were able to make these purchases work, even if they were expensive because of low interest rates and high trade-in values. Well, now we have high interest rates and low trade-in values, and that's making it more difficult. And so dealers are saying that they need help from car makers. What typically happens in the situation is that car companies would offer financial incentives, lower interest rates, zero APR, as they call it, money off the sticker price. That really hasn't happened. It's starting to bump back up, but nowhere near pre-pandemic levels. And that's what dealers say they really need. They need a little bit of assistance to, you know, sort of cover the gap between the rapidly rising interest rates and people's pocketbooks.
Yeah, let's talk more about the interest rates. That's a big part of the equation for consumers. And we've seen the rates steadily increase over the past year. How is that affecting car sales?
Well, it depends on who you ask. I mean, car makers don't necessarily see yet, it seems, a big impact from interest rates. Obviously, they're worried about it. People have been talking about the issue of car affordability and specifically surrounding interest rates for months. However, retailers, the car dealers on the ground, are starting to report people canceling orders. And that has them worried. You know, during the pandemic, they were able to sell everything they could possibly get a hand on. In fact, they were selling some above MSRP, the manufacturer suggested retail price. That's starting to go away. And now they're worried not that they're not going to be able to sell their cars, but, you know, that there's not going to be a market of people who can even afford to buy them.
Oh, so when you place an order for a car, you know, when you haven't completed all the paperwork, you're not bound to an interest rate at that point?
No, you're not. And that's the difficulty with the current situation. And we haven't really had to encounter this before. Sure, some people ordered their cars when they wanted specific trim or something exotic. But usually what happened is you walked on, you saw a car on the lot you liked, you know, and you bought that car. And so the interest rate that was available that day is the one you got. Now we're in a situation where dealers don't have cars on lots. And so you are ordering vehicles, and those things are arriving months, you know, in some cases, depending on the type of vehicle, a year later. And so the financial situation has drastically changed over that time.
And we've heard from the Federal Reserve that they're likely not done raising interest rates, and that might cause some consumers to put off buying a car. But what options do they have besides being tied to rates set by the banks?
I was just recently down in Dallas, Texas, for the meeting of the National Automotive Dealers Association, where I talked to a lot of these dealers and car companies about this affordability issue. And one person I talked to are people who do credit union lending. And they're seeing their business shoot way up. And the reason for that is that their interest rates are significantly lower than what you're going to get from a bank. And so there is a way, look, it's not going to be 3.5%, but it's significantly lower than the 7 and actually now probably pushing closer to 8, depending on who you're talking to. Everybody's facing, you know, higher costs of living across the board. You know, living in America, you know, you need a car. So a lot of people stretch themselves more than they do in other areas of the world to purchase that vehicle. But that doesn't mean you have to pay, you know, 7-8% interest rates on your vehicle. There are other options if you shop around.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Sean McClain. Sean, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.